Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The Financial Exchange with Barry Armstrong and Chuck Zada. Weekday mornings 10 to noon on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome on this Monday morning, and it's a pleasure to have you all on what I hope is a beautiful day in your area. We have a special treat this hour for you, and by the way, before I begin, I want to say that we will have Geraldo Rivera on, and it should be sometime next week. I've been getting emails because we had a delay on that one. But joining us today, and you know, there are a lot of people of distinction, and the brand for people of distinction is a gentleman named Al Cole. Al and I have spoken for quite a lengthy period of time, and a fascinating guy. I want to give you his website first. It's peopleofdistinction.org. He is a 10-year veteran broadcaster from CBS Radio and one of the most gifted and successful broadcasters in talk with his nationally syndicated show, People of Distinction, which has a lot of content and a great message. It consists of a lot of components, and Al will be talking about them. His shows air CBS Radio, Fox News, NPR, C-SPAN, BBC, Apple Inc., right on Apple, too, iTunes Radio Network and on Apple. And he's a life expert as well. He's got a lot of things that he's accomplished and continues to accomplish. Great inspiration. And just before I bring him on here, he's a New York Times best-selling author. The book Chicken Soul for the Souls, Angels Among Us. And that's not enough, is it? He's an accomplished pianist and singer and songwriter as well. Al, it's greetings. It's great to have you with us. I mean, you bring a multitude of talents, and I think are about to display to a lot of people how they, too, can become successful, even though I don't have your pipes and can only do so much in broadcasting, or other people can't musically inclined. There are many other options. Tell us about Al Cole. Who are you, and how did all this get started?
Well, thank you, Stu. It's really a pleasure to be on your show today. And I'd like to be asked that question right from the get-go, because I really have to give credit to where it's due. My mother and father, and even preceding that, the people or the person or the energy that brought my mother and father into the world, that higher power. So I've always thought of everything that I do, ultimately having a spiritual basis, and I really believe that. My business, my broadcasting, my music, my books, everything. And when I was just a little kid, my mother and father made the right structure for me. They created nurturing in my life. I always knew I was loved, and then they proved it by whatever I really wanted to do, passion, they provided for me. At an early age, when I wanted to learn how to play the piano, they got me a piano, and they got me a teacher. When I wanted to learn how to write books a little bit better, just as an you know, a little kid. They got me a tutor, and they were always very supportive of my creative direction. So that's really where it comes from, and that's why every book that I ever write has romance in it, because I define romance as the loving relationship that we all enter into with life itself. And I entered into a great life with great parents and very supportive and nurturing and giving parents. And I like to give back to the world. And everything that I do, I bring love into the focus, too.
Well, what impresses me, I think this impresses me most about you, Al Cole, is the fact that you get personalities on air. And then when they're off air, it's a completely different thing. I understand it. I know how life works. You're the same off air as you are on air, giving inspirational, highly motivated, positive about everything. I'm sure you've had your setbacks in life. How do you maintain that state of mind, which isn't all that easy for a lot of people?
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I'll use two terms here. The spiritual force that got me here makes me be that way. Or I could say, you know, I'm under God's blessings. So either way that you put it, I don't have a choice. See, I was born that way, and I know it. I was born to deliver a certain sort of message or messages that are endemic in who I am as a human being. And I knew it when I was just a little kid, and I've never strayed from that because I really believe in the power of love. Ultimately, it does come to that. When you feel secure with your love backing, particularly as a young kid, and you know you can persevere, even through the hard times, you have a purpose for life. Well, that's me. I've always had a purpose to deliver deep messages to people, even in just casual ways, because I love human beings. I love, first and foremost, the fact that I'm a human being. I feel blessed. And then everything that I do fits into that modus operandi, everything business-wise, creatively, spiritually, everything romantically, and I really believe that.
Well, I'm very curious to know how you take everything. You're also a professional speaker, a consultant. I mean, it goes on and on, but you do or you accomplish all of these objectives in life with huge success. This is more of a branding or a marketing question. When someone is so multi-talented, a lot of people will put up credentials where they're not. They'll embellish their resume. You're for real on all of this. If anybody wants to see, just go up on YouTube or go to the website peopleofdistinction.org and you'll see what I'm talking about. We can't spend an entire hour talking about how wonderful Al is without getting some feedback from Al. How do you market yourself or promote yourself? Because it's difficult in this world to promote one aspect of your life effectively. You're so multi-talented in so many areas. I mean, how do you do it? How do you promote it?
Yeah, it does get daunting. It's like the, we're both from the Boston area originally, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. I'm from Rhode Island originally. I'm going to make a sports allusion here first to describe it. We know about Fenway Park, home of the Boston Red Sox, and that green monster. That wall that's so close to the home plate that a lot of hitters have always tried to hit home runs, and some have been successful, others it just ruined their career. So that green monster giveth and that green monster taketh away. We know that. Same thing with me. Multi-talented directions can be very confusing, actually. And as much as it gives that individual, it can take away as well. Sometimes I'm so overwhelmed by one of my talents and my business directions that I put a lot into that, and then other things suffer. And then sometimes I say, wait a minute, I've got to get back to balance here. It's not easy because I do everything. I really do. I love everything in business. I've created my own business, People of Distinction, through my Al Cole Enterprises, that feature not only my international shows, People of Distinction, but also it's a think tank. I have people from all over the country, all over the world, who involve themselves in what I do. I learn from these people, and I give also my knowledge to these people as a consultant. So I'm always growing in so many ways. I'm an author, as I said, you said too, with Chicken Soup for the Soul. And my books are really one of the most important things to me, but I don't have a lot of time to spend on my books, and the public doesn't know a lot about that. They know about Al Cole from CBS Radio, the broadcaster, but they don't know a lot about my music. That's another thing.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but where can we see you play the piano and sing? Do you have a website?
Yeah. peopleofdistinction.org. You'll see a little bit of that, but I'm adding to it as we speak. And if people want to go to peopleofdistinction.org, right on that homepage, it'll be stacked up. A lot of the music and the recent speeches of mine, the videos, putting them all together. I want people to know who I am, because basically I'm a performer. And not behind that broadcasting mic in my own home studio. Hell no, man. I'm out there. I am a live performer. I love being out there in front of audiences and talking it up. And that's what people are going to see more and more about Al Cole. Radio is just the starting point to that. But getting into video, TV, getting into live performances. And you know what? One of the things, too, I do get into live performances because that's another thing that I do. I have my own People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards events. They're national events in New York City, Capitol Hill for members of the U.S. Congress, Florida, Atlanta, a lot of other places.
All right, I want you to talk about that when
I perform at my
events that you're involved with.
So everything.
We're going to take a break. We're coming back with Al Cole, Person of Distinction, and the brand People of Distinction. I guess that's the easiest way to make this comprehensive. This is Stu Taylor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Eric Bolling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu, and speak to you soon.
I don't know why I have to couch certain remarks or be defensive, because I've had thousands of guests on here through the years. So let me just say this the way it comes out. My schedule is packed during the day. I'll have time for anybody with anything that's relevant. I return all of my phone calls. But I very, very seldom take the time for extended telephone conversations. Al Cole, our guest for most of this hour, is a gentleman I engaged in conversation with for an extremely long period of time, because the man is so fascinating and so talented and so insightful that I looked at my watch and I said, my goodness, Al, it's not that I'm so great, but I love this for an hour. And you'll love, if you communicate with Al, you can do it as well. Because in a sense, and Al will echo what I'm saying, we are all people of distinction. And I think that's an important point to make. I'm not going to even ask him the question, because I know the answer, and the answer is absolutely yes. You just have to find out your space and where you're going. You talked about all these events. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Al is a 10-year veteran broadcaster from CBS Radio. And I just wanted to remind people just joining in. You're involved in a lot of events. Give us an idea what some of those events are.
Yeah, they're my event. I launched my People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards event back in 2013 in New York City. They are events that honor creative and humanitarian unsung heroes in our world. We feature people who are doing great work, everyday people, sometimes people who have national and international credentials, and a lot of people don't know about the work that they're doing. A lot of the public is clueless as to, wow, this guy, that woman, So we feature them. We get them out there. They are heroes to our human family. And I've honored, since 2013, over 100 national and international unsung heroes at my event. New York City, as I mentioned, is where we have our standard event. And then we have events on Capitol Hill with members of the U.S. Congress. We were invited in by U.S. Congressman Rob Whitman of Virginia. It's the Rayburn House Office Building. Marvelous, marvelous people that we've had attend. In fact, Rob sits on the Armed Services Committee of Congress, so he has really attracted a lot of military people to our events, generals, admirals, and then a lot of veterans. And so we get it out there, some of the problems that veterans have these days, some of the things that people don't know that veterans are contributing to our society outside of, being on the front line. And we talk about some of the suicide rates of veterans. About 21 veterans per day kill themselves. Now, that's horrendous. And some of the homeless vets. And then at the same time, great veterans organizations around the country. We put focus on that. We get veterans to know each other. And we have Florida events, Atlanta events. And I always think of it as a way of bringing people together to know how great they are. Because everybody has something that they've done in their life of greatness, of real import. And if we can bring these people together, we have a reason to continue on with the greatness due. And that's what my People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards are all about. And that's why they've always been very, very successful around the country.
Do you have an updated schedule of some immediate events coming?
Yeah. Well, we just completed one in Florida, in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida, where we honored a lot of the heroes from Hurricane Irma. And later on in the fall, we're going to have another great People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards in New York City. Look for that one. Go to my website, peopleofdistinction.org, and you can check out all of the action there. People can email me for more specific information on anything that I do at alcoholic@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. Very, very clever term to describe the people who follow you.
That's right. And, you know, it was my CBS radio listeners that came up with that handle, too. They say, Al, we love what you're doing there, brother. In fact, we're hooked on it. We're alcoholics. So that's alcoholic@gmail.com for anybody that wants to reach out, and I'll reach out back.
Very, very clever. You have countless guests. You mentioned 300 a year.
Yeah.
Who come on your shows, and you've got huge listenership on iTunes and Apple, and I mean your reach is amazing. How do you find these guests, or how do they find you? I guess I'm asking this from the position of being a broadcaster.
Yeah, they find me, and I feel very, very blessed by that, because coming from CBS Radio, I've had a lot of contacts nationally with publicists, book publishers, and agents. And the book publishers and agents and also the big PR firms around the country, they reach out to me because they know of my reputation. Sometimes they're introduced to me by other sources. And they reach out and they say, hey, Al, how about having this person on your show? How about having some of my clientele on your show? So it stacks up to about 300 people that I have on my show from national sources. And I don't have to look for them. They look for me, and I feel blessed by that. And then they fall into my brand. My brand is really professionals coming on my show, talking it up about how their professional achievements have helped to elevate our human family. And so all of these people fall into line because the publicists, the book publishers, and agents, they know what I'm looking for. And they fall into line with my branding. So it really becomes family after a while, Stu. We get close-knit. And these are the people, my guests, these are the ones who engage themselves in my People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards events. These are the ones who get involved in maybe airing their own radio show on my radio network, the Alcohol People of Distinction Broadcasting Network. These are the people who make me a national voiceover artist, because they're always hiring my services nationally for whatever, feature advertisements, sometimes narration, sometimes audiobooks. And these are the people who make me a national communications and business consultant, because they look for my advice that way to help to structure their messages a little bit better, and for them to use a little bit of my vocal skills to help them out that way as well. And I introduce them to my clientele and also to my associates to build their businesses. So it gets so synergistic, and I feel so wonderful about that. Because I built a business out of my own brain and my own talent, and I do it within my own home office, which is really state-of-the-art. What could be better than that?
Well, I can tell you very little. You and I have a lot in common. I do not have the array of talent that you have, but it's great to see someone who is blessed with those capabilities as you do. And I want people to check this out by going to peopleofdistinction.org. A fascinating guest. Al has consented to stay on. He's got meetings and interviews. We're gonna have one more great segment with Al Cole. Stay with us. Mm-hmm.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
is Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
On the bank of the river, stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river, stood his lovely Indian maid, little white dove.
Anyway, Al, maybe a little difference from what you do. I kind of pick my song selection from years back, and you don't get applause or people waving, and it's like unlikely to get emails saying, "We love your cues coming in." But I just love this music, and I'm sure you're an artist. All kinds of music.
Oh, all kinds. You know, I can go back to classical, pre-classical. Monteverdi has always been one of my favorites, in Gregorian chant. And then leading up to Bach, leading up to Mozart and Beethoven, and then the Romantic music. A lot of the great classical performers who really were feet of the French school, Impressionism, Debussy, Fauré, Ravel. And then 12-tone that just preceded jazz with the great composer Schoenberg, Berg. And then getting into the Duke Ellington and jazz and Count Basie and Charlie Parker and everything. And then getting into a lot of the blues with Muddy Waters and all of the great blues acts. And then R&B, beginning R&B with Little Richard, Chuck Berry, all of those great artists. And
we'll
then
leave out Fats Domino from that.
Yeah, Fats Domino, man, one of my favorites. So I love it all. And then getting into, the Beatles and British rock coming in the 60s.
And then maybe the greatest of them all, Frank Sinatra.
Frank, of course. How could I forget Frank? Frank is one of the greatest singers of all time.
Well, I wish we could
continue on this,
but I want to get into more about Al Cole. 10-year veteran broadcaster from CBS Radio, involved with People of Distinction. That's his mark. That's his syndicated show. It is on CBS Radio, Fox, NPR, C-SPAN, BBC, Apple, and iTunes Radio Network. Extensive coverage. You're very worldly, Al. I want to get some advice for you to give to people out there about where to go in this society, and you may want to mold this into the answer of where are we in today's society. It's pretty pessimistic and gloomy, yet optimistic, and I want to know what kind of advice do you have for them to muddle through the waters. I would not want to be a young guy starting out trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can give you kind of like a two-minute encapsulation of that, Stu. First thing is, it starts out with the fact that you're a baby. Now, some people say, Al, all right, so, that's obvious. It's not obvious. The most obvious thing in the world is that we are all babies. That's the first thing. And this means a lot. I'm not just saying it gratuitously. Listen to me, people. When you come out of that birth canal as a baby, and you ain't singular, everybody ever born, everybody who is here and will be born comes out the same way. As a baby, you look around, that baby looks around and says, wow, I'm here. I actually made it. I'm actually alive. Can you understand that, people? The greatest blessing of all is to be alive at all. And that baby that you once were felt it more than any other time in your life. But see, you can always go back to that baby. The beautiful innocence of love. You're looking around with love-colored glasses when you're a baby. And you want to be part of everything. Well, you can be again. Anytime things get a little bit rough in your life, people, just remember that baby within you and close the door to everything else, take some alone time, and reflect on some of the love that you've given and the love received. You start doing that, you start elevating yourself, and you start recharging those batteries, and like any other battery recharge, you're creating energy at that point. In this case, love energy. That now you can give out to other people. You know, you can transmit that outwardly, like any other energy, to help other people. You start doing that, you are a person of distinction. You're a hero in our society. Another thing that you can do, start thinking about the political system a little bit differently. Now, if we want to represent all of the people, let's say we're a president of the United States, I don't think we should actually be limited to a certain sort of political party. Because right from the start, we are eliminating half of people in the United States who are not part of that political party. A president of the United States, and see, this is good advice, too. Just take it to heart, people. Think about it. President of the United States should represent all of the people, so why should that president be limited to any sort of political party, any sort of, you know, one side of the aisle against the other? That president should be a statesperson and should have the advice going out to people, look, we got to bring you two together, bring you three together, you five together, you millions together, not separate. If we start to think of love again, that beautiful baby, that instance of love within us, we have that in common. And any statesperson is going to draw upon the love that we have. Not that there isn't hatred, not that there isn't diversion, but the first thing we have to concentrate is, hey, how can we be friends? We start doing that, maybe we are friends. And also, mass media, this is a big, huge, it's a big thing. In mass media, 80% of the people that we see are our stars, our political pundits, people who have risen throughout the ranks who have that voice out there. Well, what about the everyday common people, the everyday Joes and Josephines of our society? They don't have a voice. They don't have something to offer. And we're not talking about reality TV, people putting down people. No, we're talking about the everyday Joe and Josephine having 80% visibility in mass media, doing great things and talking wisdom. Whoa, if that happened, all of a sudden we have respect for each other, people, because that everyday Joe and Josephine is you. That's you, the beautiful aspect of you that sometimes doesn't get the light of day out there in mass media. But if we start doing that, we're going to say, hey, we have human genius, and everybody has that. And we spread that love that way. Now at least we can understand that there are people out there that are potentially friends of ours, and we don't have to block them away as enemies. We need a little bit of understanding in this world, and we could say peace, love, and understanding, and what's so funny about it? That is the greatest advice that I can give to your audience right now.
Well, it's great to hear that. It's a beautiful articulation of what I sense is a form of reality and being positive, because it's the only thing that's going to get you forward. Having said that, let's move as we come to the end of our association here this morning on today's society, where we are, where we're heading, and the amount of difficulty it is for a lot of people to comprehend with our current situation. You know what they say in the stock market. The greatest enemy of the stock market is uncertainty, and I'm afraid to say it's now the greatest enemy dealing with us today.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we, I believe in our school system, Stu, we should have, right from the get-go, maybe starting in kindergarten, some sort of course called love, and follow it through, you know, with the ABCs and the math and the sciences and all of that stuff. Maybe every year these young people should be, you know, introduced to something called love as a course, and how we can reach out with love. Because if we started at 21 or 22 or 32 or 52, might be too late. But if we started with our young kids at a very young age, even preschool, teaching people how to love each other, whoa, maybe that's going to work ultimately in our human family. I believe it.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I've only got about 3,000 questions to ask you based upon your extraordinary background and current endeavors. I would much rather turn this over to a seasoned pro who can conclude with a statement that you'd like to make, something else we haven't covered during this conversation that you would like to.
Yeah. Prayer. Let's end it with prayer, people. I've talked about my People of Distinction Humanitarian Awards events honoring unsung heroes nationally. talked about my People of Distinction syndication, my talk show. And I've talked about so many of the other things that I do, my music, my books, everything. Let's end it with prayer, because everybody's going to pray sometime in their life. Yeah, they go through those hard times and saying, oh, please help me. Or sometimes remorsefully, boy, you get me out of this one, I'll never do it again. Or we pray for Aunt Julie or Uncle Pete. But what about praying every once in a while for somebody that we don't know? Did you ever think of that, people? Just say it.
That's a great
somebody that you don't know. Send out that beautiful energy. Somebody's going to grab it, and somebody's going to give it back to you.
Al Cole, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. Come back. And stay on as we go to a break, Al. Stay on for a moment.
All right.
This is Stu Taylor. We'll wrap things up after this.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Play, order now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
Back for our final segment, and thank Al Cole, peopleofdistinction.org. What a great guy. What a great guest. What a talent. What a talent. All right. Life continues to become more mysterious every day. If you're in trouble, don't do things that could get you in more trouble. Sometimes it's better to shut up or to be careful about what you say, so that when you make a statement, you don't have to reverse it 5 or 10 minutes later. I think this whole thing might be over right now if Trump had that personality component in his favor. He doesn't. And apparently neither does Rudy Giuliani. I love Trump. I love Giuliani. I was thrilled when he got in there. But what the hell is going on? Things that should be focused on aren't. Israel warns Iran planning to attack soon. I mean, do we even have to go any further than that? But what are we involved with? How many times did Trump had sex, either before or he was after president? So as the country is blowing up, maybe we'll get an answer to that. It's stupid. Flat out stupid. Get in a special counsel. Get Jeff Sessions the hell out of there as the attorney general. Get an investigation going and shift the momentum to the evil, to the real evil. Doesn't happen, and I do not know why. I do not know why. If, for example, first of all, bringing up the payoffs and everything, I was sitting, how could Giuliani do this? I don't know if I brought the case up there last Friday, but I can understand the logic in the sense that someone before the election is about to expose you as a, well, not sexual predator, but some predator, but someone who's married, who's engaging with prostitutes. So allegedly the fix-it man, Michael Cohen, pays him off. Now it's become whose account was it from, who focused the money on him, why was it paid off? The answer is paying it off, whether it happened or didn't, was the lesser of two terrible things to do. If Trump is innocent or if Trump is guilty, he's got no time for a defense a month before the election. I'm surprised there weren't more of these coming out. They couldn't do anything with Romney, and he still lost the election. Nothing
bad with Romney at all, which is amazing. Nothing. Almost nothing. I can't think of anything criminal with Trump. And I've said I know his business behavior was abhorrent at times. It's what it is when you get a multi-billion dollar business. What it is when you get a multi-million dollar business. So now it's come out that the money was paid through this or paid through that. And Trump, that money had to be paid off, guilty or innocent, to stop the story. And it didn't stop the story. There is so much hush money that's paid out for people who are innocent, who are going up against much more highly funded, capitalized people who can afford to drag this out or have nothing much to lose. This lawyer for Stormy Daniels is nothing but a sophisticated ambulance chaser. And the consequences are proving to be potentially very huge because Trump can't keep changing. He keeps changing his mind. And Giuliani keeps popping up with things and then trying to defend them. I like Trump's statement that Giuliani's only been with him a short time and he's learning. Been with him a long time. He's been a friend of his for 25 years. He's been behind the scenes. The villain here, the culprit here, is Robert Mueller. It's James Comey, and it's a list of 31 other people. I mean, I'm just giving you a rough who are involved. I don't know how far this circle stretches, but you know darn well that the State Department, the Justice Department, and the FBI are cluttered with big supporters. Now, what I also don't understand, only because, well, you could say in a sense I feel burnt, that Trump brought in one of the top lawyers on fighting this kind of riffraff, and that's a lawyer who worked for Barack Obama. He's very, very good at it. I would be so careful and so reluctant to bring in an Obama supporter with my conspiracy theory. I'm sorry, folks. Call it a conspiracy theory. I never used to engage in anything that had the appearance of a conspiracy theory. But now I'm thinking, why bring in this guy? He worked for Obama. I wouldn't touch anybody who got within 50 feet of Barack Obama. But then again, there are things going on in the Washington swamp. Honestly, none of us know about. I would absolutely love to know about it. But we're not privileged. And then again, if I did know about it, I would fear being called in to testify, hiring a lawyer for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I am very happy to go on air publicly, and I've done this for the years on radio. If I know nothing, I don't come on here and pretend I do. I will give an opinion. But if I came on here and I said, this is an absolute, indisputed fact, I don't know that I wouldn't be contacted. But you see, you know why it's not relevant? Because I don't have any of these facts in hand. And I'm very comfortable saying it. Well, we'll see what tomorrow's adventure brings, what today's news will bring. And I'm sure every single day the soap opera will go on until the big confrontation. The heavyweight championship of the world. Robert Mueller against Donald Trump. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,